How does Matt allow guys like Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey to be as prolific as they are?
Well, he's a good pass protector because, you know, as a running back, you're heavily involved in pass protection, and you have to be, you know, you're really part of the offensive line room when you're a running back in this league, or in terms of being able to pick up the extra people. And when he's able to pick people up, we've got time to throw the football. And that's what helps, and certainly, you know, the threat of the run also helps because, you know, every defense in the league wants to make teams one-dimensional and stop the run first. And if you have the ability to run the ball a little bit, it certainly opens up things for the guys on the perimeter. Excuse me.
When you, I mean, you pretty much inherited like quite a skill position players, like a lot of the guys, you know, who were there last year and everything. What's kind of been the biggest difference for you guys this year offensively?
Well, I can't speak for last year. I can tell you I'm very thankful for Phil Emery. He brought in Jamon Bushrod. He brought in Matt Slauson. He drafted, and we drafted Kyle and Jordan Mills. We brought in Martellus Bennett. He drafted Alshon Jeffrey and signed Brandon Marshall. So, you know, I just feel fortunate to have walked in the locker room, you know, with those guys. And they're not only good players, they're good people and really fun to coach.
Coach, why are you so adamant that Jay Cutler was your quarterback regardless of however Josh McCown did?
I wasn't adamant about it at all. I made a decision after he got hurt that he was going to play, and as soon as he was ready to play. And I don't think I was adamant about it. I was just doing what we said we were going to do.
Why did you make that decision as opposed to riding the hot hand, which has happened in some other situations, in Philadelphia in particular?
I just felt it was the right thing to do. I mean, I really can't go into, you know, the litany of things that go into making these decisions, but I took the best interest of the team at heart, and I did what I thought was, you know, number one, not what was best for Jay or Josh, but what would be the best for the team. And you know, fortunately, the first week it worked out, you know, and these are things that are fluid, but we feel good that we made the right decision, and Jay's back at quarterback, and we'll see what happens from here on in.
What are your thoughts on Chip's offense, and did you have any...
I'm sorry, there's a little noise. I didn't hear the question.
What are your thoughts on Chip's offense, and did you have any doubt that it could be successful at this level?
You know, I just know that, you know, I can say it this way. I got just tremendous respect for Chip and what he's accomplished, not only with his football team, but with his offense. It's very, very difficult to do what he's doing. At this stage, and I just I really appreciate what he's accomplishing. It's that's really all I can say. I don't know that I can go into a, you know, a long dissertation on it, but it's extremely impressive to do what he's done. It's very difficult to move the ball in this league. It's very difficult to score in this league. It's very difficult to win in the league, and he's shown that he can do that. And it's just you know, I don't know him, but I had heard a lot about him now before he got to Philadelphia, and he's certainly establishing himself in that fashion.
How has the NFL changed since 2004?
I don't think it really has from my standpoint. You know, there's been some rule changes, but, you know, I went up to Canada, and, you know, the guys I coached up there were the same guys that I coached down here for 17 years, and it's still all about, you know, building a locker room and helping players get better at what they do. So I don't really look at it being any different.
Obviously, the rules in the field are a little different up there. Were there any concepts that you were able to kind of bring down here with you from up in the CFL that kind of, you know, you really hadn't run before? Or are you kind of going back to what you always did?
Yeah, I mean, when I went up there, I really didn't understand conceptually the passing game up there. So, you know, because it was so different than what I'd been used to. So, you know, we just ran the same passing game that we ran down in the States when I was coaching in the league, and just customized it, you know, within the framework of the rules, but basically, you know, the same offense.
Mark, what has Brandon Marshall meant to Alshon Jeffrey?
Well, I think he's very, very significant in a lot of different ways. Number one is, you know, Brandon took took Alshon down to Florida, taught him how to train, taught him how to eat, changed his body entirely from what he was in his first year to where he is now. So I think that was a big part of it, just the training, the nutrition side of it, and then the work side of it as well. And the thing about Alshon, he's got as high football intelligence as Brandon does, and so they can relate to each other very quickly and help each other. And Brandon's been a very, very significant, I think Alshon would tell you the same thing, in his development both off the field and on.
From what you've seen, how have defenses tried to stop or match up with the Eagles?
You know, that's a difficult question for me to answer because I spent the first day and a half, you know, on the defensive side of the ball watching Philadelphia's defenses. That's the first part of my job during the week, and I get more into that tonight. I'll spend some time, you know, looking at tape and spending a little more time with Mel on the defensive side. So, you know, obviously it's been very, very difficult for teams to do that. You know, they're moving the football, they're scoring, they're running the ball well, and they're throwing the ball well, and they've done a great job of coaching the quarterback, so with a talented group around them. So, you know, I can't answer the question directly. I'd be able to do that in the next 24 hours, but I can't do it now.
How would you like to see your run defense improve?
Well, you know, we're kind of a defense that's a run defense that's been kind of on the job training because we've got so many new guys, particularly at the second level with our two young players. Over the last 3 weeks, we've gone from not fitting it right, not tackling, and not setting the edge very well to getting a little better at it. You know, we're not where we want to be. We certainly got better last week in terms of our ability to stop, you know, the Cleveland in terms of, you know, they had rushed for 100 yards a game the last couple of weeks. Their quarterback had thrown for over 350 the last couple of weeks. So we know we're in for a much more explosive offense this week, and that run defense, you know, our run defense will certainly be tested.
What are your thoughts, Coach, on LeSean McCoy?
I'm sorry?
What are your thoughts on LeSean McCoy?
I didn't hear the question.
What are your thoughts on LeSean McCoy?
Well, he's one of the best players in the league. I mean, I haven't watched a lot of offensive tape. I'll do that tonight. But obviously, he's one of the most you know, difference making players in the league. No doubt about it. He's got it all. You know, he's a superior athlete who can do everything well.
Will you have Lance Briggs back in the lineup?
You know, he practiced today. He'll be day-to-day. We'll see where he is on Friday. We hope he continues to progress. You know, as I said early in the week, I'm cautiously optimistic. That's the best I can do it, you know, right now. But hopefully that, you know, he'll be playing. He'll be with us on Sunday. We'll just have to see.